The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome to the Financial Symphony. Dan Neverna is the star of our show. He's been doing this for quite some time. Dan Neverna, of course, can be reached at Creative Financial Partners. And, of course, this show is all about retirement and having peace of mind, achieving that state during your retirement years. And it's all about your hopes and dreams when it comes to retirement. And, Dan, I got to say, it's good to be back with you on the show today.
Good being here, Ron.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. You can arrange a conversation with Dan, no obligation, no cost conversation, by calling that number, 800-373-9715. One more time, that is 1-800-373-9715. Well, let's talk about hidden expenses, Dan. I know that we have talked so many times about how there are people that you meet with for the first time and they had no idea what kind of fees they were paying inside their portfolio. And it's certainly true that just because you can't plainly see all the expenses that you're going to incur during the retirement planning process, that doesn't mean that they aren't there. First of all, what about the expenses that go along with mutual funds?
Yeah, so there's always going to be a cost to be paid. And mutual funds is a very common thing. We use an awful lot of mutual funds ourselves. It's what most people are involved in their 401k. And oftentimes we'll be sitting down with somebody and when we kind of go through the analysis of what they have or if we're showing them something that we might think they should have, what they're always taken aback by is one of the first things I talk about is fees. And we'll talk about what the fees are in the stuff that we have and we'll talk about what the fees are in the stuff that you have. And so it's almost always enlightening to somebody. They think, boy, that's my 401k. I know that this thing runs for free because the company pays for it or whatever it is. But not only does the company not cover the cost of the investment for you, but oftentimes there's added embedded expenses in that 401k plan that help the function of the plan so that the company's not having to write big checks to offer this thing to their employees. So there's a lot of different ways to that. The prospectus generally will show you most of the expenses, but there's also some trading cost that they don't necessarily know what that trading cost is going to be each year. So until after the year has happened, that's when they actually know what those fees were. So a lot of moving parts. And yes, it sounds complicated and maybe a little bit convoluted. I agree. We're moving to more transparency, and it's one of the things we talk about all the time here in our office is just moving to more transparency and having our clients know a little bit more and have them be a little bit more informed. And it's kind of the way that things work if you go to the grocery store. If you go to the grocery store, are you somebody that just grabs a can of everything, or do you look at the price tag before you throw it in the cart? So I'm not saying that you shouldn't have the name brands and have something that costs more. I'm just saying you should know what it costs.
Yeah, sure. Well, here's another topic that is ripe for a lot of conversation here. What about the hidden expenses that go along with variable annuities?
Variable annuities, I have some clients that have them, so I'm not bashing them. But I'll tell you, they are expensive generally. A variable annuity has a layer of M&E charges that's layered on top of the general fees of the mutual funds or underlying investments that are in that platform. And they're usually with companies from a variety of different places. So you might grab a growth fund from the American funds and they might grab a PIMCO fund for the bond fund. And when they do that to package all those guys together, it's like packaging an all-star team. So it costs a little bit more money to get the all-stars and to have them all on the same platform where you can move freely amongst. So that, along with sometimes the cost of riders, which is oftentimes why someone might have a variable annuity, they can be rather expensive as well. Again, that's not all bad if it's part of the plan. But what you don't want to have is just owning that for the sake of that arsenal of investments. Very seldom does that make the most sense. And the reason, in my opinion, is because if you have 3 or 4% of expense in a variable annuity, you've got to make that 3 or 4% before you even make a dollar. So a 14% rate of return looks a lot more like 10% pretty quick.
We're talking about hidden expenses that you might encounter in the retirement planning process, and Dan will have more thoughts on that in just a moment. But I wanted to remind you the number to call is 800-373-9715. If you'd like to arrange a visit with Dan DiVerna in his office, wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, if you live in Toledo or wherever you are, Perrysburg, whatever, come into the office in Perrysburg and have a conversation. No obligation, no cost. Again, the number is 800-373-9715. We'll repeat that number again in just a few minutes here. Another hidden expense, not so much hidden, but a lot of people just don't even think about it and don't consider it. How about inflation, the expenses in regards to inflation in the coming years?
Yeah, when we run our money map process, it's one of the things that always shocks people, because we might have them retiring at age 62 or 64 or 66 or whatever it is, and then we're going to give them a pay raise because we're going to assume that stuff costs more 20 years, 30 years from now. And so it's very surprising for somebody to see that their $70,000 of income, by the time that they're in their late 80s, they now need $150,000 to buy the same amount of stuff. This is something we absolutely factor in, but most people, when doing the kind of math like this on their own, they forget to factor that expense in.
Okay, how about tax increases? We know at some point taxes are going to rise.
You know, you're making an assumption there, but I'll tell you, with the amount of debt that our country has, it's a pretty safe assumption.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at some point, somebody's going to have to pay the bill for all the stuff we're kind of getting here. And I think that one of the big considerations is developing tax-free buckets of money, being, you know, equipped to manage your tax bracket a little bit better. Most of the money that people naturally save through retirement plans, Social Security's being taxed now, their pensions, most of the money that people have available and free and ready is money that's going to be taxable when they take it out. So your dollar looks a lot more like 65 cents. And so with tax brackets potentially going up in the future, where does that put you? And so you want to have a good, solid plan kind of mapped out for that and make sure that you have control of those situations.
You're listening to Dan DiVerna on the Financial Symphony, and we're talking about hidden expenses or expenses that you maybe haven't had before. And a lot of people think that when they retire, their lives are going to be so much less expensive to run. Their expenses are going to be fewer and all that kind of thing. That's not necessarily the case. When I retire, I would like to do a lot of traveling. And there are people out there who would like to play golf a lot. They're going to have a lot more leisure time on their hands. And all of that stuff is not really inexpensive at all.
Right. When you think about what you want to do during retirement, like, that's the important case. So you want to make sure you understand what you want to be doing. But I'll tell you, when all of a sudden you take that work day out of the equation and you wake up and you casually get to do whatever the heck you want to do, some of this stuff costs real money. I mean, these golfers are now all of a sudden, they're instead of golfing once every weekend, maybe now they're getting to be able to go out and golf three or four or five times a week. Or if they're fishing, even fishing costs money. And then when we talk about what the winter looks like, so many of our clients are going down to Florida. I mean, we have a lot of clients that even go down with trailers, and they go down to these big, fantastic mobile home parks, and it is a blast. And these guys, they're bringing their own place to stay, and they're paying $100+ a night just to plug in, because this place is so cool. There's so many neat things going on. But if those folks did not have the wherewithal to be able to pay that kind of money on a monthly basis, you know, they'd have a very different lifestyle. So you want to make sure that you have a handle on what that lifestyle looks like. And you want to make sure that you have somebody walk you through that process of making sure the numbers work. So if you're in a situation where you'd like to have something like that done for you, we could walk you through the money map process. And by giving us a call right now, I'll give you a call back on Monday, and we will touch base and we'll find a mutually convenient time where we can just sit, relax, get to know each other a little bit, and see if walking through that process makes sense. And with many of our clients, after they get done with that process, they go, boy, I'll tell you what, I wish I would have done this sooner. It's a very enjoyable process. And guess what? With some people, we get to look at the things they have if it's a second opinion situation, and we might say, hey, you're actually in really great shape. and we've done that before, and it's very encouraging for them to get that second opinion and to be able to kind of have that full endorsement that, hey, we are doing the right things.
That would certainly give you a lot of peace of mind, that's for sure, as you get ready to retire, or perhaps you're in the red zone getting ready for that. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. You can come in and have a conversation with Dan DiVerna at Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. And I think you can tell by listening to the show that Dan DiVerna is not a high-pressure kind of guy, really comfortable guy to be around, and you're going to enjoy getting to know him. You're under absolutely no obligation when you come in for a conversation. Not going to cost you a cent. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. Just call that number, and a member of Dan's team will get back with you, and you can come in and get to know Dan and vice versa. 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Dan DiVerna, who is at Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg, serving all of northwestern Ohio. And we'll have more coming up on today's show. But first, we'll take a quick timeout.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan.
In northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
Here we are with a Musical Connection here on the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, let's talk about CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
John Fogerty.
A little swamp rock for
you. Put me in, coach.
I'm ready to play.
Yeah, today.
Today. Hey, let's go back before that, before John Fogerty did that song, to look at some of the stuff that he did with Creedence Clearwater Revival. And to be honest with you, Creedence Clearwater Revival was pretty much John Fogerty. I mean,
it was.
The guy's a musical genius. But there's one song that they did, Fortunate Son, which has gotten a lot of acclaim. It was named number 99 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest rock and roll songs of all time.
Now, I did not know that.
Yeah,
I just learned something today.
And not only that, but the National Recording Registry, the song was added there by the Library of Congress. And what they said about it was culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. And it's largely known as a protest song these days, protesting the Vietnam War and all the stuff that was going on there. A lot of people think it's a patriotic anthem, which is not the case. Sort of like Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. That's not patriotic at all.
A lot of people thought that was a patriotic song.
It's just the opposite. And what can we learn on our Financial Connection today about finances and retirement planning from Fortunate Son by CCR?
Well, that some strategies or products out here in the financial world that are believed to do one thing, or maybe even sold under the guise of doing that thing, while they don't really do that at all. And I'll give you an example. There's situations out here today when we talk about annuities. And no one, everybody who's ever listened to the show on a regular basis knows that I'm not a fan of variable annuities. I've never been. You know, and I realize variable annuity salesmen out here think they're the best thing since sliced bread. Okay, great for you. I'm happy for you. But I don't like them. I don't like the fees that are associated with them. And unfortunately, if I come across a family that has a variable annuity, what they tend to focus on is the riders that they bought. Some of what these fees are paying for. Well, we get a guaranteed 6% or a guaranteed 5%, and they'll talk about the guarantees. But they don't recall or they don't focus on what's really happening. That 5% that they're getting guaranteed is only in the event that you leave the money there for the rest of your life and you turn it on as a lifetime income, and you're going to be limited how much income you're going to get for the rest of your life. And that means you're leaving all that money that's in that account with that insurance company for the rest of your life to be able to tap into this and capture that guarantee that it was given you. But what's really happening to your balance while this is all going on, it's going up and down like a roller coaster. And depending upon what's going on in the markets, it can be going in the red. And if you're not okay with risk, it's one of the probably the worst places you could put your money, because you still have risk and you're paying high fees for the risk, and you're limited to how much money you can get out on an annual basis if you wanted to change your mind and get out of the product. And when you add up all the fees you're paying, it's like no wonder it's not growing to where it should be, because I'm being eaten up with annual fees. Now, I'm saying this, and I'm not an anti-annuity guy. I actually own certain kinds of annuities in my own portfolio because I don't have a pension. So I realize I'm going to need that guaranteed lifetime payment. But call me cheap. Call me a stingy, call me a tightwad, I don't care. I'm looking at ones that have low fees to no fees. Low fees to no fees. And it's going to accomplish the same goal. I'm looking at ones that have protected principal. So if the market, it's not if, it's when the next market crash happens, and if it's like the last one that went down over 50%, not one of my kinds of annuities lost a penny. Not one red cent when the market crashed 50% plus. That's the kind I'm talking about. So you don't need to be on that roller coaster, so be careful. Not all annuities are bad. Not all annuities are good. But at the end of the day, know the difference between the different kinds. And it's real easy. If you've got an annuity, or you've been thinking about an annuity, or you're getting closer to retirement and someone is recommending an annuity, stop. Before you even think about signing on the dotted line, pick up your phone and give us a call. Ron, share with the folks how important it is and to get in touch with us and how to get in touch with us.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
Your financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder. Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners, and always good to be with Dan on the radio. If you'd like to get in touch, you can call 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. And you can arrange a conversation in Dan's office and talk about things, talk about what retirement means to you, what your hopes and dreams are, and all that sort of thing. And again, that number is 800-373-9715. Time now for one of Dan DiVerna's greatest hits, and he's been doing this for so long, and it's helped so many people. Dan, I'm sure that you might have trouble picking out just one here. You got lots. We could do a whole show on your greatest hits, but tell us about a time when somebody said to you, "If I'd only met you sooner."
You know, I'm going to take this question. I'm going to pivot it just a little bit, because there's a guy named Tom, and I met Tom in his mid-50s. And Tom said, "Dan, you know, I'm glad I met you. I'm glad to know you." And he said, "I'll tell you what, there was a guy just like you 30 years ago that I wish I would have listened to."
Yeah.
And he didn't. And fast forward, he didn't have nearly the situation that he should have had or could have had. And so what I'll tell you is, this is something that, you know, if you're listening out there, and it's whether it's moving it towards your kids or if you're young, you know, I always tell the young people that I talk to now, I say, "Listen, Bobby, I'm going to be one of two people to you. Either I'm going to be the guy that you say, 'Boy, I'm glad I listened to him,' or you're going to say, 'Boy, I wish I would have listened to him.'" Because the truth is that we know what the heck we're talking about, and we know how powerful this stuff is and how important it is, and we also know how extremely effective it is when you start at a young age. So I would tell you that if you are on the fence and thinking about doing some of this stuff, if you're on the younger side of things, you should absolutely do it. If you're not on the younger side of things, then by golly, get off the couch and let's get going now, because we can't wait much longer.
And it's never too late. And, of course, Dan DiVerna has a lot of greatest hits he could tell you about. Be happy to have a conversation with you about them. But we don't have time to go into all of those on the show today. We do have a lot of interesting topics to talk about. We hope you will stay with us. Again, the number to reach Dan DiVerna is 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna. And there's more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony.
Prior to a performance, it's essential that all musicians get in tune. Without proper tuning, the performance will suffer and the sound will... It won't be music to your ears. Tuning in the financial world is equally important. Make sure your financial plan is pitch perfect by calling today.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DiVerna, and this is the portion of the show that we call Getting to Know You. And I know you want to get to know Dan DiVerna as much as you possibly can. Of course, the best way to do that is to come in and have a conversation with him. But, Dan, let me ask you a question here. If you had to name your greatest accomplishment so far in life, what would you say it is?
So I would say the greatest accomplishment that I have had has to do with my kids. So I've got four of them, and we're doing pretty good. We've got two out of the house. Derek's down in Cincinnati. He's 24. Drake's 20. He's serving our country in Japan. He's in the Navy. My 15-year-old daughter is in Perrysburg here with us, and also Brody, my 9-year-old boy. All that's good, but with the oldest son, he was an absolute nightmare and a struggle, and I mean bad, like real bad. And I was able to muster up the courage to make the hard decisions when they needed to be made. Mm-hmm. And so we went as far as he was in military school because we just didn't know what else to do. But if you fast forward, once we kind of got him back on track after some of those tough decisions, I mean, it's just been, yeah, I would definitely say my biggest accomplishment is at this juncture raising some very successful humans. And I feel good about it and how well those things have panned out. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed that we can keep up the good work on that one. But that's so far, that's the best thing I've contributed to this world.
Well, the most important pursuit that you could possibly have in life, as far as I'm concerned, it sounds like you've done really well. And I'm sure having four of them, that really is sometimes a challenge.
No dull moments, let's put it that way.
Absolutely not. Well, Dan DiVerna is your financial consultant with Creative Financial Partners. Of course, he's on the radio here every week, and we'll have more on today's edition of the Financial Symphony coming up.
Wherever you go, there I am, following, lurking, slinking along, continuously nibbling away at your hard work. I'm the Hidden Thief. Don't be afraid of hidden fees in your portfolio. Come in to meet with your financial maestro for a review of all the fees in your current plan. Let us see if we can eliminate those pesky hidden fees.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another musical connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
This is the Musical Connection, Ron Stutz, along with Mark Lloyd here on the Financial Symphony, and we've been talking about Creedence Clearwater Revival today, and specifically about the song Fortunate Son, which was a great song, but you know, Mark, I don't know if you've ever known this. I just read it recently. I didn't know this. John Fogerty does not own the publishing rights to that song.
You know, back in that day, Ron, there's many an artist that penned out brilliant songs to last a lifetime.
Yeah.
And they had horrible negotiated deals.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs are now owned by other people. It's sad. It really is kind of sad. Well, they just didn't, you know, a lot of times musicians aren't good business people.
Well, that's true. And a lot of times, you know, the people who are like, you know, the record companies or whatever are, you know, really good at weaseling into publishing rights and getting them for themselves or whatever.
You remember back when the Beatles songs were all owned by Michael Jackson?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah. Why wouldn't Paul McCartney and Ringo and all them own them? Yeah. It makes no sense.
Good question, yeah.
And Paul wanted them back and thought he was getting them back, and Michael pulled a fast one on him.
Yeah. John Fogerty, as I mentioned, doesn't own the publishing rights to that song, Fortunate Son. He lost them along with all the other songs he wrote for CCR. And he wrote just about everything they did, I think, in his contract with Fantasy Records, which the band signed when they were really struggling and trying to make it and you know, in a vulnerable time. And that happens a lot, like you just said. What is the financial connection here, Mark? What can we learn from that?
Well, it's real simple. There are some bad financial and investment decisions that people make all the time. Sometimes it's based on greed. You know, I can get rich quick. Folks, it's impossible. There's no get-rich-quick schemes out here. And, you know, you get caught up in trying to gamble and speculate with your money, you know, and you think, well, this is it. I'm getting ready to hit the big one. And it's not the case. In most cases, it's some scam artist out here or some fly-by-night broker trying to peddle their, you know, their crappy products to try to get you to, you know, to be a sucker and buy it. You know, there's good, tried and true financial, you know, vehicles out here today that you can grow wealth where you don't need to try to gamble and speculate with your money. You know, I meet folks all the time that get caught up in some of this, and some of them you think are pretty stable. How about when the real estate bubble burst? If you had your money in a real estate investment trust in a REIT, you found out real quick that if you were heavily exposed, you could have lost a lot of your money. It was tied up. I saw, you know, headlines this past a few weeks ago where one of the executives for a major, one of the largest real estate investment trusts in the country, was indicted and found guilty by, you know, by the Securities Exchange Commission in the courts. They found him guilty. You know, and there's situations where people have lost a lot of money because they put too much money in one style of investment. So when we talk about the word diversification here on the Financial Symphony, it's not only to try to get you a higher rate of return and try to minimize your risk or try to manage your risk most efficiently as we can. It's also about making sure that you're not exposing your money to some type of speculative or investment that is just, you know, you could lose. Warren Buffett, or I think it was Warren Buffett that says, rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, never forget rule number one.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to sit there and try to gamble and speculate with your money. So what you want to do is you want to have a plan, a strategy in place that is going to protect you. And it's going to be diversified in a way that if the market had a crash tomorrow, you're not exposed in the market, totally in the market. But at the same time, if the market's going up, you have the opportunity to capture some of those gains in the market. You know, you don't, it's not a time, especially the closer you are to retirement, to get greedy. And maybe you're sitting out there today and you're saying, well, Mark, you don't understand. I'm behind. I need to catch up. There's plenty of ways of prudently investing your money and still be in the market to where you can be diversified and you're not gambling and speculating with your money. That's one of the questions we ask folks when they come in. You know, how much gambling do you like to do in the market? If you do, we're not going to recommend that you count that money inside of your portfolio for retirement. That needs to be in stuff that's more stable, that's more tried and true, that is more liquid. We can get to it. That's got to be able to use it for your retirement or something that's going to generate a steady income for you, not something we have to worry about you losing. So you got to be very, very careful. You don't want to be like John Fogerty and lose the rights to your money, lose the rights to your retirement because you made a bad financial decision. Let us come in and do a complimentary review and see if you've got anything in there that maybe you shouldn't have. And we'll be more than happy to do that for you. But you've got to act. Ron's going to tell you how you can connect with us.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar. The sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Did you know that a single violin is made from more than 70 individual pieces of wood? Incredible ingenuity and artistry goes into making an instrument that beautiful. And the same kind of care should be put into your financial plan. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony to learn how to make it happen.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Dan DiVerna is on the show every single week, and we hope if you've been listening for a long time that you enjoy the show, and we're certainly glad to have you back today. If you're listening for the very first time, welcome. I think you're going to learn a lot just by listening to Dan and all the wisdom that he can dispense to our listening audience. He's been doing this for a very long time and has experience with all kinds of different scenarios. If you'd like to call and arrange a conversation, you can arrange time to come in and sit down and have a talk with Dan. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. 800-373-9715. Simply leave your contact information. A member of Dan's outstanding team will get back with you on Monday, and you can come in and have that conversation. 800-373-9715. And this show is all about achieving peace of mind during your retirement. My name is Ryan Stutz, and I feel lucky to be able to hang out with Dan for a while here. Dan, let's talk about financial feelings. You know, but financial planning isn't all about the numbers. It's not just all math and logic. There are times when it's important to factor in how you feel about certain things. And I know this is very important to you when you meet with folks, particularly that first time. First of all, one thing is how you feel about where you live. You know, what kind of house you're going to live in? You're going to stay where you are? You're going to move? You're going to downsize? What are you going to do?
Well, this is something we walk through with people all the time, and it really depends on how somebody's, you know, kind of how they're wired and how they're built. I mean, we've had people that are getting ready to retire, and they're buying or building these bigger houses because they want this fantastic place for their whole family to be able to come back to for Christmas and holidays. It's a very expensive way to do it. We have so many other people that are looking in, and in this area, what we're seeing is a lot of these bigger houses that folks, as they're getting closer to retirement, are saying, geez, right now the market's pretty hot. I think I'm going to sell out of this house now and downsize now, even though I don't necessarily feel like I need to yet, but they feel like the housing market. So depending on what you want, what's going to make you happy, many times by the time that you get to the point where you're within a couple years of retirement, you're in that retirement red zone, maybe they feel as though, geez, it doesn't really matter. I'm realizing that the house I live in just isn't that big a deal to me anymore. And so wherever they're comfortable and the community that they're in and the possibilities are seemingly endless. On the other hand, we've got folks like my grandpa, 93, who he hand-built this house, and he's going to live there until the day he's no longer with us. So we've got all the spectrums, and it's really one of the things we love walking through all the scenarios with our clients.
And people have different feelings about legacy, but I guess one thing you really need to determine, and I know you do this in your conversations with these folks, is how they feel about leaving a financial legacy.
Yeah, this is one of the parts of when we're going through the money map process, it is a specific part of our discussion, and it's leaving a legacy. And sometimes leaving a legacy means making sure that I'm leaving a legacy just for my spouse or my direct family, or sometimes it's leaving a legacy to our church or leaving a legacy to, you know, anything that we care about. But this is a big deal. It's something we talk about all the time. You know, here in Perrysburg, we've been able to help. One of my partners here, Ken Whittle, was very valuable and crucial in putting the football field in and Whittle Field. And they named it after him, and he was a very instrumental part of that. And then with Jeff Huskisson, who was a client of mine, and the Huskisson Center and all that. And these are legacies that we're able to leave while we're still here and watch them kind of blossom and develop. In many other cases, we've got so many clients that say, boy, I've been giving this much money to the church, but if something, you know, when something happens to me, which is somewhat inevitable, the church is no longer going to have that tithe from me, or they're no longer going to have that income. I would like to really have something resonate if and when something does happen to me. So this is something we walk through with our clients all the time. Another element is kids. And the other, let's just face it, the most important thing is grandbabies.
Mm-hmm.
And grandbabies, people like their kids and they love their grandbabies. And so to be able to really make a mark and change and put them in a better place, what a neat opportunity.
Well, I guess you can have the grandkids for all the good times and give them back for the bad stuff.
That's exactly right. I hear it all the time. And I look at them. I see the clients that walk in. And they just look a little bit worn out, and almost always it's for the same reason. Yeah, we've had the grandkids the last couple days. It's the summertime, so we're helping babysit, and the grandkids are running those grandparents right in the ground. It's funny. They don't have the resiliency they once had.
You know, some folks really love getting into all the details of financial planning, all the numbers and all of that complicated stuff that you deal with on a regular basis. And then others don't really want to know all the details. They don't want to get into all that stuff. And they just kind of, after that initial get together, they just kind of leave it up to you, right?
Yeah. So we have this experience every single week, and we had it this week, which is not unlike many other weeks or almost every single week. And we have so many engineers, and we'll have some of these reports for our money map process will run as deep as maybe 60 some pages. Mm-hmm. And so we have ironed it out. I mean, we have gone down the rabbit hole. We figured everything out. We're chasing every opportunity. We're looking at every possible scenario. And then we have the person that's married to the engineer. And so we have a one-page summary that kind of highlights. And that's what we actually call the money map. You can kind of track and see where the income's going to be, what years the income's coming in, how much the income is, and where that money's coming from. And so whether you want the 60-some page report or if you want the one-page summary, there's something there for everybody. But I'll tell you, that's a very, very important element, is to know who you're talking to and to make sure that everybody's on the same page.
800-373-9715. That is the number to call Dan DiVerna at Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715. Doesn't matter where you live. If you live in Toledo or anywhere in northwestern Ohio, you can come into the office in Perrysburg and have a conversation about your situation. The number to call to make that happen is 800-373-9715. Beginning of the week, someone from Dan's office will get back with you, and you can arrange a time to come in and have that much needed conversation about your retirement and what you hope to achieve in your retirement years. Do you feel better if you're debt-free, or do you not mind having a house payment or other payments to make? I guess people feel very differently about those two scenarios.
Yeah, there's no question. There's a little bit of a disagreement even within our office. I mean, we have this discussion with clients on a weekly basis also. I referenced Tim Croak, who is definitely a mentor and one of my partners and somebody that I look up to. And even we have a difference of opinion. So if I could pay off my house, I wouldn't right now. If something happened to me, there's a sizable amount of life insurance that would go to my wife, and she's been instructed to pay off the house. Now, I'll tell you honestly, Ron, my wife doesn't always listen to me when I'm here. So to think that she's going to necessarily listen to me if I'm not here, I don't know. I hate to speculate. But if something ever happened to her and there was a lump sum of cash, dropped on my lap, I don't know that I would pay off the house because currently our investments are doing significantly better. And so we're constantly weighing out, you know, with clients, whether they're younger or older or as situations, they're all very, very different. But we want to make sure that we're paying attention to cash flow. We want to make sure we're paying attention to debt. We want to make sure we're paying attention to how much money we're making on the money and how much money we're paying in interest. And there's a lot of moving parts there. And it's not always going to be consistent, and you're not always going to win. But I'll tell you, to have an understanding of it is one of the key elements. And walking through and understanding all of these moving parts, to me, is a big victory.
Dan, I just want you to know that you shouldn't feel like the Lone Ranger. My wife very rarely listens to me, too.
It's not the most consistent thing in my life, I'll
no.
say that.
How much does market volatility affect you? I mean, different people feel differently about this situation. Some people, you know, can't have peace of mind if there's any risk at all involved. How do you deal with that with your clients?
Well, we have a very thorough process that we walk through. And part of that getting to know each other at the beginning is just to make sure that the personalities mesh and to make sure that we trust each other and that we're on the same page. But then we dig a little deeper and we start to get a feel for someone's kind of gauging of how they feel with the stock market and what kind of turbulence they can handle. And the way that we like to look at it, we have a thermostat. And we were trying to keep the temperature at a certain temperature. And so how much of that fluctuation can you handle? Is it okay? You'd like it to be 70 degrees. Can you handle it 90 for a little while? Is 90 too hot? What about 50? How's that feel? Like, how do you feel about this? Are you going to be okay with the fact that everybody else in the stock market is making a lot and you're making very little? How are you going to feel if you lose a lot of money and therefore you have less money than you started with? And I've got 60-year-olds that invest like they're 25, 30, and I've got 30-year-olds that really want to invest like they're 60 because they can't stand the idea of looking at a statement that loses money. So if you're in a situation like that, and whether you feel like you're in the right spot or you want to just make sure that you are, whether you've done it on your own all the time, or whether you've worked with a stockbroker or somebody that's helped you accumulate, or maybe you're just accumulating in your 401k, but now you know you're in a situation where you just can't take that same kind of risk, I would really encourage you to give us a call. Give me a call today. We'll get right back to you, and we'll walk you through that money map process so that you can gauge your risk, so that you can feel comfortable knowing the kind of risk that you are taking and the risk that you need to take, and let's be honest, the risk that you no longer need to take. So pick up the phone right now. It's the hardest part of the process, and we'll touch base with you really soon.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Come in for a conversation with one of the nicest guys in the world, and you're going to be one of the people who says, Dan, gee, I wish I'd met you sooner. 800-373-9715. Dan DiVerna, of course, at Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. And wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, if you live in Toledo, wherever you are, call that number and you can make it happen. A member of Dan's team will get back with you first thing on Monday, and you can arrange a time to come in that's convenient and sit down and talk about these things with no obligation, no cost. 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna. There's more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation, on our wedding day, and sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion.
In northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and it's a show about money. Of course, it's a show about planning for your retirement. We want to make sure you hit all the right notes in your retirement and make sure everything is harmonious. And Mark Lloyd and I always have an opportunity to talk about music and how it relates to the financial world. And Mark Lloyd is your maestro here conducting this whole thing. And Mark, let's talk about the evolution of audio formats. Interesting topic.
That sounds boring.
Yeah, it does. We'll try to make it interesting. We'll try not to go to sleep here.
Okay.
Think about all the changes in the way that we've listened to music over the years. There was vinyl record started out in back in the late 40s, and then in the late 50s, stereo came along. So,
oh yeah, still, we had a big stereo in our dining room when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was like vinyl records in stereo, mm-hmm. which was really cool.
33s.
Yeah. Then also in the late 50s, about 1958 or so, somebody came up with the RCA tape cartridge, and then the absolute worst of one of the worst when it comes to audio formats was the cassette, which came out in the early 60s.
My problem is the ones I liked, I always wore out.
Yeah.
I had to go buy them again because I wore out the first one.
Maybe that was the idea. The record companies wanted it that way.
Yeah, as a trick.
Well, you know, I can remember on cassettes always having to use a pencil and tighten the darn things up. It was so frustrating. And sometimes it would just, the tape would just come out of the cartridge and it was just a lost cause. Yeah. And then there was the 8-track, which came along.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have one of those in my car. It was terrible.
Yeah, with the 8-track, it would sometimes the other channel would bleed over and you'd hear two songs at one time.
Yeah, I mean, why in the world was that happening? You know, it was terrible. Then in the mid-1970s, about 75, there was the Betamax digital audio. And then they came out with a laser disc, I guess, in the late 70s. And then the format that I still use all the time, I have to admit it, CDs in 1982.
I like CDs.
I do, too.
I like CDs.
I still use CDs all the time. And then there was the mini disc, which certainly didn't have a lot of staying power, I don't think.
I actually used that in recording band stuff, you know, making recordings for, you know, for our band. Mm-hmm. I use mini disc. I remember those.
Then there was the DVD, and, of course, now these days, a lot of these stuff, a lot of these things are just outdated as far as a lot of people are concerned, because we live in a world where almost all of this is kind of irrelevant. Everything's on the phone, the iPod, or computer.
I know.
Everything is digital. So just like the methods of listening to music have evolved and improved over the years, financial products and strategies have evolved as well. And I know that you are here to tell us all about how that's happened.
Well, let's talk about one style that has evolved tremendously, and that's called an annuity. Mm-hmm. Ew, an annuity. I hate annuities.
I know the ones you hate.
I don't hate annuities. Matter of fact, I have to be transparent here. I own some annuities in my own portfolio, and you'd be surprised how many people listening right now, driving down the road or however you're listening, you have an annuity, and you may not even know you have an annuity coming up. If you have a pension, you have an annuity.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I don't like variable annuities.
Exactly.
I'm not a fan of variable annuities.
Not at all.
But I do have some annuities called fixed indexes. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I like that, because that is my bond alternative. I am using it for my safe bucket of my portfolio. I believe that the greatest wealth creation tool on the planet is stocks, by far. So I have a bucket of stocks. I have a bucket that is diversified in many, many different asset classes. But I also have a safe bucket that's my bond alternative, which is a fixed index or a hybrid annuity. Mm-hmm. And some of them today, folks, are getting similar returns if I was in the stock market, actually higher, but with safety. And you say, how can they do that? Well, it's real simple. Because I'm willing to make a deposit and leave it there and just draw a little bit out each year and not a lot, time is on my side. It's given me the opportunity to have my cake and eat it too. I'm talking about safe money. I'm talking about guaranteed principal from market losses. I'm talking about still playing the market where I can have, when the indexes go up, I go up. And I can lock those gains in. It's available out there. Is it the perfect solution for everybody? Absolutely not. But it is another tool that we have that in our tool chest that we could use for the right situation. But you've got to take the time and learn about it and say, does that make sense? Is it right for me or not for me? Ron, tell them how to make that happen.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna, the star of our show every week here. Dan DiVerna, of course, at Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg, with folks who come in and sit down and talk with him all the time from everywhere in northwestern Ohio. We certainly like to add your name to that list. And certainly you're not just a name. You're somebody that Dan gets to know. You get to know him, and he can help you through that process getting ready for retirement. That's what this show is all about, achieving peace of mind. 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. A member of the team will get back with you first part of the week, and just leave your contact information, 1-800-373-9715. All right, let's go to the request line today. Dan, we have some great questions that have come in from, first of all, Floyd in Toledo. Floyd says he recently turned 50 years old, which means he can start contributing more money to his 401k each year. Floyd's a pretty smart guy to be on top of all this, and he wants to know, should he do that or should he not? Should he contribute more money or should he just leave it as it is?
Floyd, great question. We actually just had a client that we walked through this with a couple weeks ago. So turned 50 years old, which means he has the catch-up provision and he can contribute a few thousand more dollars a year into his 401k. And after kind of a deep dive, we decided that we were going to take a portion of the money that he had in his 401k that was going into his pre-tax bucket, and we were going to allocate it into a new platform, part of his platform that was eligible for the Roth IRA. So this is a new thing that's been happening a lot, and in this client's case, it made the most sense. The Roth IRA is a bucket of money that he will never have to pay tax on again. So even though he is approaching retirement at 50 years old, by our estimate, if we could just keep our greedy little mitts off of this money for about 20 years, if we earned a decent rate of return, it would be kind of like paying tax on the seed instead of the harvest. And so in this particular case, we decided that we were going to throw more money into the 401k, and that really worked in the favor of this plan for this particular client. Now, given that, Floyd, I have no idea what your situation looked like. So I don't want to say this is exactly how you should do it, because things that we looked at for this client were things like how much money he already has in his 401k, how much money he had in after-tax savings or Roth IRAs or cash value in life insurance, where potentially his income would be coming from in retirement. And for this particular client, most of his dollars that were coming out of different sources were going to be taxed dollars. So to help develop a tax-free bucket of money, this was a strategy that we took on for him. We would strongly encourage that you sit down, Floyd, with somebody and kind of map through that process and make sure that what I'm telling you to look at is being looked at closely and that it's all part of a much grander plan.
Floyd, thank you very much for that great question. But as Dan said, if you want to talk more specifics, then you need to give his office a call and arrange a time to come in and talk more specifics, because Dan can say lots of good generic things on the radio here, but can't really get specific as it relates to your situation. And it's important to know that everybody's situation is a little different. So at any rate, we'll give you that number again to call in just a few minutes. Another question here from Helen in Swanton. And Helen says, is it okay to have several different IRAs, or should I consolidate? And by the way, I have seven different IRA accounts.
Well, I would tell you, Helen, that I don't think that there's a magic number to how many IRAs you should have. We just were in a meeting this past week with somebody that had 18 different accounts, which just seems like a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and so we consolidated and we're working on the process of simplifying their life, frankly. Keeping track of that many accounts, it's a lot of work. But they had been with one of those situations, which we run into a lot, Ron, which is they've got a financial advisor from an old 401k. They've got a stockbroker they've worked with. They've got somebody. They literally had three or four different people that they used for different investments, including the bank. And so when they came to us, they said, well, we'd really like to simplify our life. Is there a way you can manage all this stuff? And so we kind of are in the process of getting everything kind of lined up. But even at the end, it's not just going to be one account. As long as everything has a purpose and you understand what that purpose is and what its intentions are and what its responsibilities are, I don't know that there's a magic number. Seven IRAs, you know, it seems like that might be a little bit more than what you need. But geez, without looking at it, I don't know. Maybe some of those accounts are the best things ever. And so it's brilliant the way you've got it set up. Helen, if we can help in any way, you know, give us a call. We'd love to do that. But it's tough for me to know from kind of sitting on this side of the microphone what your situation is specifically.
Helen, that number is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. And then you can arrange a time that's convenient for you to come in and sit down and talk about these things. 800-373-9715. One more question today, Dan, from Bowling Green. Howard says, I've heard that it's wise to roll over my 401k after leaving my job. So that's what I've always planned to do. However, that account has been doing really well for the last several months, so I'm really hesitant to make any changes to it. Do you think I should just leave it alone?
Well, Howard, when things are going well, everybody's pretty happy on these things. What I would tell you is that you should understand what you own and why you own it. So there's a lot of things doing really well right now. There's a few things not doing all that well right now. The other element, though, that you want to factor in is some of the what ifs. If and when the market starts to turn, are you in a position where you'll be able to manage that kind of risk that's there? Are you fully aware, like if you go back to 2008, what this investment that you have that's doing well right now, what it lost back then, what it could potentially lose now? So again, I know we get pretty generic in these things, but we walk people through the money map process on a daily basis for exactly this reason, because I don't want anybody to move money from a place that it's making money unless it makes sense. So regardless of who you're talking to, whether it's me or whether it's somebody else, and there's a lot of good financial consultants around, but I would tell you that if you're going to be kind of guided into making an investment decision, you should know darn well why you're doing it. And so if something's going well, maybe now's not the time. If something's going well, though, perhaps that's the perfect time. So I would say, I would strongly encourage you to take a look around, make sure you know what you own, make sure you have what's already in your grocery cart, if you will, make sure you know what you're paying for it, make sure you understand it and you know what its role in the overall plan is, and let's go from there. So again, and I say this every single week, you hear me say it, you know, the scariest part for me when I went to martial arts was the very first class I ever took. And now that was over 10 years ago. And I think about how terrifying it was to walk up to those glass doors for the very first time. And then once I opened them, I knew I was at home and I knew I was in the right place and I knew I made the right decision. And there's so many people out there that if they sat down in our office and they had a little talk with us, they would know that they're in the right place and that they're going to be taken care of. So I would just encourage you to take a minute, make that call, and take a few minutes out of your day in the next couple weeks for us to sit down, get to know each other, and perhaps that, you know, I'm the guy that you would toss the keys to, hop in the back seat, and we can cruise through retirement together.
Sounds good to me. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Dan DiVerna is your financial consultant at Creative Financial Partners, serving northwestern Ohio, anybody in the Toledo area, really. He has clients all over the place. Office in Perrysburg. And also you can check out the website at DanDiVerna.com. Very simple, easy to remember. DanDiVerna.com. D-E-V-E-R-N-A. DanDiVerna.com. And again, that phone number, 800-373-9715. Dan, it's been a pleasure being on the show with you again today, and I hope you're going to have an outstanding week.
We're going to do it. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Join us again next week for the next edition of the Financial Symphony with Dan DiVerna.